Democrats reject plan to mandate coronavirus vaccines for immigrants. By John Binder on September 15, 2021. House Democrats rejected a plan this week that would have required immigrants to the United States to take one of three available Chinese coronavirus vaccines despite mandates on American citizens from President Joe Biden's administration. Last week, Biden ordered that the Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration OSHA develop a rule requiring all private companies with 100 or more employees to mandate the vaccine or be subjected to weekly coronavirus tests. Biden also ordered the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, to require vaccines for all healthcare workers who work at facilities receiving federal Medicare or Medicaid funding. As Breitbart News reported, Biden has seemingly not imposed any such vaccine requirements on border crossers, illegal aliens, legal immigrants, or Afghan refugees who are arriving in the U.S. During a hearing for the Democrats' $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation, Representative Darrell Issa, RCA, proposed an amendment that would require the vaccine for foreign nationals in the U.S. who are seeking to adjust their immigration status to remain in the U.S. Every Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee opposed the vaccine mandate for immigrants, while every Republican supported the measure. Those Democrats include Reps. Jerry Nadler, DNY, Madeline Dean, DPA, Zoe Lofgren, DCA, Sheila Jackson Lee, DTX, Steve Cohen, DTN, Hank Johnson, DGA, Theodore Deutsch, DFL, Karen Bass, DCA, Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, David Cicilline, DRE, Eric Swalwell, DCA, Ted Lieu, DCA, Jamie Raskin, DMD, Pramila Jayapal, DWA, Val Demings, DFL, Luis Correa, DCA, Mary Scanlon, DPA, Sylvia Garcia, DTX, Joan Egas, DCO, Lucy McBath, DGA, Greg Stanton, Diaz, Veronica Escobar, DTX, Mundaire Jones, DNY, Deborah Ross, DNC, Cori Bush, DMO. The American people are more than aware that President Biden is mandating vaccines for Americans while exempting those illegally flooding our borders and being released into our communities without notice, Issa said. And they want the hypocrisy to end. The lack of a vaccine requirement specifically for Afghans arriving as part of Biden's massive resettlement operation comes as outbreaks of the coronavirus and measles have occurred at various U.S. military bases where refugees are temporarily staying. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has yet to respond to an inquiry by Breitbart News asking for clarification on the agency's vaccine policy for arriving Afghans. Also this week, Democrats similarly rejected amendments that would have stripped their massive amnesty for illegal aliens plan out of the budget reconciliation. Democrats even went as far as to open the amnesty to illegal aliens who are registered sex offenders, convicted drunk drivers, and gang members. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.